Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 3 of 6 on ministering to one another, and is based again on Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. The great theologian and logician, as well as hymn writer Isaac Watts, encourages us with something that should bless our hearts. Quote, "In matters of equity between man and man, our Savior has taught us to put my neighbor in place of myself, and myself in place of my neighbor." Unquote. Thus far, we have looked at three ways we see one another used in Scripture, that we love one another, we prefer one another, and we receive one another. Ponder fourthly, we admonish one another. Here is indeed an encouraging and challenging principle. Romans 15:14, "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another." This particular one another comes right on the heels of and is a fitting sequel to receive one another that we noted last time. The word admonish is the verb notheteo, which appears 8 additional times in the New Testament and is just filled with meaning. It combines the Greek word nous, which means mind, and tithemi, which means to place. It is therefore placing before the mind, that is, imparting understanding, laying something on the heart, setting right, reminding, and warning. That's why we say the word is rich in meaning. There is, in fact, a huge emphasis on counseling nowadays, which actually takes one of three forms. The first is the totally secular approach of psychology, which is, in its many varieties, completely humanistic and contrary to God and His Word. Another is foundationally the same, but adds a few scriptures here and there so it can call itself Christian. The result is a staggering contradiction that ultimately denies biblical sufficiency. Tragically, this approach is epidemic in Christendom today. The third type is what can be called true biblical counseling, and is the only one we find sanctioned in Scripture simply because it is the only one that relies solely and completely on God's Word. If I may put it this way and challenge some of the issues of our day, it doesn't rely upon techniques, rather it depends solely upon truth. What we see before us, therefore, is the latter type. Long before there were seminars and training courses and certified counselors, there were Christians who were so saturated in the truth, so solemnly obedient, so spiritually attuned, that they were competent to admonish one another. So-called experts nowadays say that even pastors are not qualified to counsel, much less lay Christians, and that only those who are specially trained and licensed and certified are actually competent in this area. But you know, every time I think of that, I cannot help but wonder how Paul, or even Jesus himself, or countless Christians through the ages were ever effective in ministry before there was certification. We also hear much today about psychological problems, but again, Scripture does not support that concept. Whatever problem arises in a person, it is either physical or spiritual. There is nothing in between. Just as an earthly physician can care for the former, only the divine physician can cure the latter. So, while there will be times when more serious problems arise that demand pastoral attention, every Christian should be competent to counsel those who desire it and seek it. Now, obviously, it must not be done self-righteously, it must not be done judgmentally, nor should it even involve rebuke. This is pastoral only in 1 Timothy 5:20, 2 Timothy 4:2, Titus 1:13, and Titus 2:15. Rather, it is an opportunity to humbly remind another of the truth and warn them of the consequences. That is true biblical admonishment. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do you observe in these other instances of notheteo in Colossians 3:16, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, where we find the word warn, and then finally 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 15. Our next episode is part 4 of 6 on ministering to one another here in Hebrews 6:10. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.